Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
In behalf of the Missions Department, we would like to thank you for supporting. You know, if you are giving in the Every Nation Partnership, all of the things that I'm about to tell you, all the stories and the future plans, you know, all of those things are made possible because of your giving. And of course, praying, you know, sending teams, those are part of it. But of course, you know, it's not cheap. You know, it's not free to send teams and to support missionaries. You know, and because of your giving, because of our generous giving of Victory People, you know, all of these are made possible. And we are part of this big family, Every Nation family of churches and ministry. Victory is just one, you know, here in the Philippines, we're called Victory. In San Francisco, the very first Victory Church, named Victory, in America, okay? But we are called different names in different parts of the world, like in Europe, in London, we're called His People, London, in UK. You know, Life in the Sun in Guam. We have Morning Star in New York. You know, Yokohama Grace Bible Church, you know, in Japan. You know, all of these Grace churches, Every Nation Grace, Every Nation churches all over the world. And so we are part of that, okay? I want you to know that you're part of a bigger family of churches and ministry. So wherever you are, even the nations that I'm about to mention to you later on, you know, if you have relatives in those places, please contact us. If they are restricted, if they are Creative Access Nation or restricted, connect with us and we'll be the ones to inform those people there so that they'll be the ones to contact your friends or your relatives that are working, especially in the Middle East, in the Muslim nation. So, you know, we are very much excited, you know, to connect people, you know, through Facebook, of course. Magaling talaga yung Facebook and ang dami ko na-connect na mga members natin, you know, to our churches all over the world. But, you know, I just want to appreciate also the music group. You know, I was just watching them. And this morning, now this is actually my fourth service, and all of the music group and all the services, I encourage them, form a team and go to Thailand, Vietnam. You know, how many of you appreciate their music group? They're excellent, you know, musicians, vocalists, you know. So I can't help but, you know, be reminded of the need out there. We have so much Victory people. Victory has been blessed with so many talented people. People in the arts, people in the, you know, please, you know, if you have the time, join 10 days, form a team, go there, don't engage with people, just train our existing churches and the people there. And they need help, you know, they need more and more workers to train them, you know, and especially in the music group. So the Lord heard you when you were singing, "We will go." Okay, the Lord heard you. So you better prepare, get a passport. Okay. Anyway, let's continue on with the viral. Okay, we all know that what viral means, or going viral. This is going viral refers to the rapid and global spread within days from person to person. Maybe an idea, or maybe a fashion, maybe a latest craze. You know, like for example, Gangnam Style. Okay, but this Gangnam Style has been, the whole world is going crazy about this person, Psy. You know, and also again the Harlem Shake in 2013's the biggest viral video. And of course, just recently in our own share of viral is the post, Facebook post of this, I think it's a girl, okay? And then he started this Million March in, Million People March rally in August 26. I went there, actually, I became a part of that. And I brought my kids and we signed during that time. And you know, the same way with the story of Christianity, it started with 12 men who's discipled by Jesus, you know, and literally they took the gospel and they spread out, they're scattered all over the world and brought the gospel to the nation. They literally turned the world upside down, considering that they only have sandals and boat and maybe camel, okay? But now we have all means of transportation, planes, cars, ship. You know, we even have Titanic, we even hot air balloon, you know, have all these means of transportation. We are not anymore limited with all these even cost, even transportation, and even with distance. Okay, but them, you know, they are limited, but nevertheless, they were able to bring the gospel. That's why the gospel reaches today, because of these people who have been infected, you know, by the gospel. It came into their hearts, and they cannot do anything else but spread it to other people. Okay, the gospel went viral because it gave life. Okay, it is the truth. It changes lives. It transforms people. Okay, that's why the reason why you are here today. You know, you are excited to come. You know, I came here, I think 8:30 in the morning, and everybody was, we were all taking the escalator, and everybody's excited. You know, the mall is still closed, but everybody's excited to come together and worship. There's something about Christianity. There's something about having a relationship with Christ. You know, this, you know, you cannot exchange it from anything else. Amen? I hope that is your feeling, because, you know, people around you cannot deny that you are a changed person, that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay, but going viral today is very temporary phenomena compared, of course, to Christianity. Okay, of course, Maring Sisay, famous siya last time, but now, not anymore. Okay, he's just good as his last video. And then other things like superstars before, maybe not anymore now, universally ignored now. Okay, by September 2012, before it even reached 1 billion hits, Gangnam Style was already considered old by the U.S. media. Okay, they said that the shelf life of a video, of a viral video, is only about 6 days. After that, you're not cool anymore. Okay, so talagang meron siyang limit, meron lang siyang shelf life. And a Facebook post has a 90-minute shelf life. 90% of those who will view your post will do so within 90 minutes of posting. And after that, almost nobody else will see it. How many of you are fun? You are so happy about Facebook. You have a Facebook account. Can you please raise up your hand? This is not a tricky question, okay? It's okay. I'm not saying it's sin, okay? But, you know, sometimes it will really consume all your time. Minsan nagugulat ka na lang. 5 oras ka nang nakaano, and marami kang sinasagot, you know, mga correspondence, and may nag-hi, may nag-post ng picture, you have to like them, you have to unlike them, you know, all of this. And there's so many nag-i-invite sa'yo na maging friends, no? Buti na lang, hindi nila nalalaman kung ni-ignore mo, no? Kasi baka mare-reject. But anyway, Facebook is really a phenomenon. This is something that I'm so blessed as well, because I got in touch with some of my classmates in elementary and high school, some of my friends in Russia since 1993. You know, they're married now. I've seen their kids, you know, their families. Somehow it's, you know, it's really beneficial. It's good to connect, and I love it. But, okay, compared to the viral video that has impacted the world culture for 6 days, Christianity has impacted history from 2,000 years ago until now, and it is still counting. Amen? Until now, that's why we're excited. You know, even here, I was just reminded when we were worshiping there this morning, I was there in your launching. I don't know how many years was that. But 4 years. But now it's just like, you know, when we were conceptualizing this viral, I remember that was the height of the World War Z movie. You know, that movie was really crazy. It's, you know, I didn't expect, you know, the movie to be like that. You know, the virus is just spreading so rapidly, like seconds. And it seems like very hopeless. Okay, how many of you have watched that? You know, it's for the first time that I got so excited and wait until the end of the movie to see how they will solve it. You know, this is something like this, you know. I believe that it's not that we will solve it, but it's something that we cannot stop, the spread of the gospel, the spread of Christianity, because it is something that is life-changing. Okay, during their time, Christianity is not actually, it's not about being popular, because during that time, they're not popular. Christians are not popular. They're actually being persecuted. They experience a lot of our hardships and oppositions when they say and declare that Jesus is the Lord of their lives. Okay? Some of them are imprisoned. Some of them are killed, you know, because they're Christians. And, you know, in other parts of the world today, it's still happening. But why is it so But why is it that nobody and nothing can stop it? It is unstoppably viral. It is spreading so fast because life change is permanent. Jesus is permanent. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay? The same message, the same Jesus, the same God that we are preaching 2,000 years ago until now, still the same. And it's permanent. So how can you stop something like that from spreading globally? From a small group of Jewish believers gathered in a room in Acts chapter 1, it is now professed by over 2 billion people around the world, nearly a third of the world's population, making Christianity the world's largest religious group. And not only that, okay, no single continent can actually claim that they are the center of Christianity. Used to be, you know, like Korea has the biggest church, and then it transferred into Africa and then into Latin America. But now all region, all continents have something going on, and like a virus that is spreading in these places because of the gospel. And not only that, the Bible continues to be the number one selling book worldwide year after year. 78.5 million Bibles distributed every year. And surprisingly, in Norway, in a secular Norway, which is only 1% of the population attends the church, the best-selling book in 2012 in Norway is the Bible. Okay? It's a surprise because it's a secular nation. Okay, the same way with the story of Christianity. Okay? Every people group will have a chance to hear the gospel. Christianity is spreading so fast. Sometimes we don't understand it. But you know, in China, considering its underground churches, you know, literally some are meeting under the ground. When you say underground, because, you know, it's restricted. You cannot do it. You cannot be public. But 28,000 people are getting saved every day. Not every week, not every month, but every day. Okay? So, hindi ko alam kung paano yung follow-up nun, yung Purple Book, Victory Weekend, baptism. But, you know, every day, 28,000 are getting saved. Okay? It is spreading so fast. Considering all the oppositions, attack, hardships, persecution, it doesn't matter. Okay? Christianity continues to grow. Let us look at Romans chapter 15. And Romans 15 is one of the greatest passages on world missions. And from here, we will see that Christianity went viral and why Christianity continues to grow and gain strength. It is even getting stronger and stronger. Okay, it's not weakening. It's not going down the drain. Okay, it's becoming so fast and so increasing and tremendously increasing and impacting not just lives but nations, people groups, okay, all over the world. Okay, therefore I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done. Lord, bless your word today. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to partake of what you're doing in the world today and as part of this family, every nation, Victory. Thank you for everything that you've allowed us to do here, discipleship here in the Philippines. And I pray that we'll be able to bring this, whatever's going on, even to the nations of the world, wherever you will bring us. Thank you for this privilege. I pray that we'll always exalt Jesus, the name of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, to the ends of the earth. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Christianity went viral, first of all, because it's about Jesus Christ. How many of you love the Lord Jesus Christ? How many of you you still remember the time that you have given your life to Jesus? You repented of your sin? You know, I remember, for me, it was July 4, 1984. Feel American Friendship Day pa yun. Okay? It was in the evening, and I attended a Bible study in just a barangay hall. You know, my friends, my class invited me. And I remember that evening that I gave my life to Jesus. That, you know, he said that, you know, you cannot depend on anything and to anyone except in Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. You know, simple as the gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, he got me during that time because I'm very a religious person. You know, and from that time on until now, I never regretted that moment that I gave my life to Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's Jesus who can transform the lives of the people. It is Jesus who can forgive sins. It is Jesus who can heal you. It is Jesus who can restore marriages. Only the name of Jesus. Just Jesus himself is already viral. Okay, that went viral because of Jesus. You don't join, we always say that it's not a religion that you join to. You know, anywhere we go in other nations, we bring the name Jesus. We introduce them to the people. And recently, I just came back from Vietnam, Cambodia. Just last week, I brought the School of World Missions, the class. And we have a church in Ho Chi Minh. But we also flew to Hanoi, the political capital. And we are starting a church in Hanoi. And for the, you know, it's been a long time that I have met somebody who has never known Jesus, never heard Jesus. He's a student of Vietnam National University. And when I was taking up a picture in the campus, he smiled at me. This student, no, si Lam. Lam yung pangalan niya. And then when I invited, you know, I talked to him. And then I invited him for lunch during that time kasi lunch break. Sumama siya. Tapos when he was talking, he said, you know, this is my first time to smile at a foreigner. It is even my first time to talk to a foreigner for a longer period of time. We were talking for about 2 hours. And just about everything, you know, he's sick and tired of his life, of the campus, of Vietnam, you know, of everything. You know, he's very talented. He's parang kulang siya ng challenges. Sabi niya, walang ka-challenge yung buhay niya, parang ganun. So, and then I talk about, you know, he talk about corruption, you know, in Vietnam. And I said, you know, the same thing in other nations. The same thing in the Philippines. We are right now in a very, very critical stage in our because of corruption. And I told him, the only thing that is different is that we trust God. We have God. We believe in God. We're the only Christian nation in Asia. And said, you know, God, you know, is there really God? You know, I didn't believe in God. And then I talk about Jesus in the first time in his life that he heard about Jesus. You know, it's amazing that there's still a lot of people. Vietnam is just very near. It's still a communist nation. But again, you know, the Lord has shown me, allowed me to see a glimpse of, there's still a lot of people out there who's never heard the name Jesus. While tayo dito, enjoy na enjoy tayo, minsan ini-ignore pa natin. May mga classmates, ini-reach out tayo. Ayaw pang, they don't care about Jesus Christ. Pero they're out there. There's still a lot of people who never heard the gospel. Okay, we just came back from there. And then we went to Phnom Penh, Cambodia. And the same thing. You know, the very effective strategy there is English club. And we use the Bible. The text is the Bible, so you can converse in English. And people are coming. You know, they are learning English through the Bible. Okay, they're reading the scriptures. And sometimes may mga communication skills. And you can inject a little bit of values there, you know, from the scripture. And they are... And some of them, the people that I talk to that are staying there, they have an encounter with Christ. So it's not just about joining something. It is a relationship that we are trying to communicate and bring to the people out there. Okay? Encounter with Jesus. They have to catch it. They have to experience it. Okay? A relationship with Christ. A personal relationship with Christ. Don Hernandez and the family, they're under with the support. He's a campus missionary of Fort. He's a hotel restaurant management degree. And he started in Malate during the time that he was actually a manager of Don Enrico's when he joined Malate. And you know, just recently, the whole family just is on their way to Pakistan. And he was telling us about the Lord speaking to them about Pakistan, that Jesus died for these Pakistani people. Okay, in the midst of all these oppositions, yung mga balita, alam niyo yung nangyari sa Pakistan, you know, they don't even care about that. You know, they care about the people there, the Pakistani people. You know, that Jesus loved them and Jesus has not created them as terrorists, but as human beings, and that somebody had to reach out to them. So who can stop that? Who can stop people like Dan and the whole family, even with a 3-year-old daughter? They're bringing the whole family and 3 more graduates of the School of Mission is on their way there in Pakistan. Romans 15:19 says, by the power of signs and wonders and miracles through the power of the Holy Spirit, so from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. Anywhere we go, it is Jesus that we are trying to proclaim. That people need to need to know. People need to have a relationship with. In India, Buddhist, in Hindu nations, we have a church in Visakhapatnam in Mumbai. I just went there last January. And you, do you know that in India, they believe in 330 million gods. And Jesus is just one of them. They have a God for the floor, flies, for the speaker, for the lights, everything. And they worship every one of them. Okay? They need to know that there's only one true God. It is Jesus Christ. Next is that it went viral. Christianity went viral not only because it's about Jesus, but it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. There's no other explanation about the transformation that we have experienced. How many of you are still being transformed by the Holy Spirit? You know, the Holy Spirit is convicting us more and more. Maring dati, mahili ka magmura, you know, masama lagi inisip mo sa ibang tao. But now you're different. You are a new and improved you. Okay? I hope that the people around you are seeing the difference in your life. Okay? Hindi di ba yung iba yung talaga humaharap na, ay, may Kristiyano? Bakit pareho pa din? Ganun pa din. Ganun pa rin magsalita. Warrior, you know, hindi nagpo-forgive, nagbabackbite, nag-gossip. Wala parang kinaiba sa hindi Christian. Okay? So, you know, dapat nakita yung difference. And it's the Holy Spirit that is changing us from the inside out. And that is something that you cannot stop. So it's something that you cannot, it's not, walang human effort. Okay? It's the Holy Spirit that is actually transforming us and forming us to be more and more like Jesus Christ. Gamaliel, when you know, he's talking to the fellow members in the Sanhedrin, you know, with wisdom, he said to these people who are trying to hinder the disciples, he said to them, "Leave these men alone. Let them go, for if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." Talagang pag time mo na. Okay, you have to reach out. When you are, maybe you have experienced this, you're trying to reach out to someone. You know, I have a lot of testimonies and stories about, kasi ako meron akong grace, maghahabol ako sa follow-up. So, pag ayaw, pagpipray ko lang, pero I will not stop, you know, reaching out to that person, having an appointment with that person. And as always, you know, pag na-born again na sila, you know, they will testify na talagang ina-avoid kita, pero lagi kitang nakikita. You know, anywhere I go, nandun yung face mo. Tapos, somehow, the Lord is orchestrating everything so that they will come to know Jesus Christ. So, this is something, everything is just the work of the Holy Spirit. That's why we continue to pray. That's why no matter how hard that the heart of that person that you're trying to reach, it's just a matter of time. It is the Holy Spirit that will work. Prepare you. You know, people that are, you know, I pray that for a lot of people that are in the hospitals, you know, dying, and they say, please ask the Lord to extend my life so I can serve Him. You know, pero pag nung malakas pa sila, ayaw nilang mag-serve, tinaaboy nila si God. Pero ngayon. So, somehow the Lord, I pray, Lord, orchestrate the life of this person. Let them hold on to anything to anyone except you. Bring them in situations that they cannot anymore hold on to anyone except to you. So, it is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the only explanation, the Holy Spirit. How can you explain the conversion of Muslim radicals, atheists, and Buddhists? Australia, I met and talked to a lot of atheists. They don't care about God. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in heaven and hell. But when they get saved, you know, you see, it's only, you know, it's not your ability, it's the power of God. How do you explain the fruit of the labor of people in Afghanistan? Okay, the churches in China, Laos, Bangladesh, all these communist nations and Hindu nations. In a radically Muslim nation, our pastoral team is made up of former Muslim terrorists, Islamic high priests, and scholars. Okay? So how can you explain that? It's the power, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. In Afghanistan, our disciples preached the gospel so boldly in public that their relatives and fanatics were hunting them down. We have a brother who was kicked out of the family, kicked out of the University of Kabul, kicked out of Afghanistan, now being trained somewhere. And then his heart is still to go back. As soon as he changed his citizenship, He wanted to go back to Afghanistan to reach out to his family and friends. So how do you stop that? Christianity went viral because it's all about Jesus, because it is through the power of the Holy Spirit. Third, it is because it's global. Okay, from Jerusalem all the way to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. In the next slide, you can see a map. In 24 years of ministry, Paul had taken the gospel from Israel up through Asia Minor and Greece to northern Italy. It covers about 2,200 kilometers. Okay? And Paul did not mean that the entire Roman Empire had converted to Christianity. Okay? What he did is that he planted churches in different cities, just like our strategy here in the Philippines. You know, we have victory churches we're planting in every cities, and they're the ones that will reach out to their community. And in just a matter of time, we will disciple this whole nation. And hopefully what we're doing here in the Philippines, we will be able to bring them to Laos, to Russia, to China, and even to the Middle East. Amen? Are you with us? Okay, we will reach every nation in our generation. And there needs to be a lot of missionaries, okay, that we have to send in different cultures and in different nations. To give you an update in every nation world, okay, this we are in 73 nations right now. Okay, you can see the regions and the continents that we have. That we have an every nation church in Southeast Asia. Okay, in Asia update, the whole Southeast Asia, we are already complete. We have an every nation church in all the Southeast Asian nations. In fact, you sent your missionary to Rose Mendoza. You're right now in East Timor. Oh, Timor-Leste. Okay, and I'm going there this October after going to in APEC. You know, we'll pass by Timor-Leste for the first time. So I'll meet the team there. And then we spread out the rest of Asia nations, and we have called it the 2020 initiative. Okay, all of these nations. Okay, you watch out. You pray. You know, pray for this. I think this is in our website. So if you have relatives, you have people there in these nations, you know, let us connect them. Let us start something. And just this morning, I met someone who's going back to Libya. He was there for as a tent maker for a long time. Now he came here and he's going back there as a full-time pastor, and he can get a visa. So maybe we just spread it out so that we can finish in 2020. But even if it's Azerbaijan is in 2020, and there's an open door next year in Azerbaijan, we will start it even though it's not there. So it's just that, you know, in 2020 we'll be able to complete it. And with our help, let's continue to hold hands together, pray, and give, and we will go and we will be able to reach them. Next thing is that it's about the gospel. And he said, "I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ, and I believe that as long as we remain true with the gospel, you know, not watering down the gospel, but preach the word, the whole gospel into different places, I believe that the Lord will bless our efforts, and we cannot be stopped. Share the gospel continuously. You bring the gospel to your classmates, to your campuses, to your offices. You know, bring the gospel, preach the gospel to this, and you will be unstoppable. Matthew 16:18, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Last March, I just came back from Kuwait, Qatar, and Bahrain. You know, in Qatar, it's a little bit restricted nation. And one thing good about Middle East, that's why I want to travel there, because there's no full-time minister or pastor or staff in those places. Everybody's working. If they want to stay, you know, they have to work. They need to have a professional skill. So the people who are leading are Qatar. Okay, can we move there just quickly? This is our church in Qatar. It's been going on for 8 years now. And they are not only Filipinos. We have Sri Lankans. We have Pakistanis. We have Kenyans that are attending our church. It is also global. Okay, but all of them are working there, and they have the same commitment to disciple people. Okay, they use 1-to-1. Some of them are 1-to-1, and Purple Book are interpreted, translated into Koreans, to Japanese, to Russian, you know, Ukrainian. All of this, yung version natin yan, it's all over the world. It's spreading. It's like, it's viral as well. In Kuwait, Every Nation Kuwait, they have been there for 13 years already. Okay, my first time to go to Kuwait, and surprisingly, it's not a restricted nation. You can announce your service. You know, they are meeting in an Indian and Chinese restaurant, and people can come. And through Facebook, I was able to connect some people and invite them to our church. And they have two services. And they have about 100 people, also not only Filipinos, but different nationalities. Bahrain just started last year. I went there and gathered all the Victory people. You know, Victory people are just waiting. You know, they're just waiting for someone to gather them. And so we gathered them. They're meeting already every Friday because the weekend there is Friday, Thursday, Friday. And so they're meeting. And most of them, karamihan po mga babae, mga medtech, tapos mga nurses and mga engineers that right now in Bahrain. So if you have relatives in these places or family members, just let us know. And I believe that as we continue to, you know, we have all these nations, and for this 2014 or for this year, we have started also in Israel. Okay, very quickly, I'll just give you some more update. You know, because we've been sending missionaries, in our commitment, you know, our giving, our praying, we have now, the next slide, okay, this is actually the one who's been there going out, in and out. And the next slide is actually, okay, this is also Lito, another team is going there. Last November, I brought a team there from different churches, Victory churches, and this is actually the Philippine Embassy. This is Ambassador Kalongi, and he opened the door for us and encouraged us to be part of these leaders of Tel Aviv. We are starting in Tel Aviv, not in Jerusalem, because of the open door that we have. Okay, next is Sri Lanka. We have three students right now is graduating this Wednesday. They were discipled and raised up in Sharjah in UAE, but now after graduation, they'll go straight to Sri Lanka in Colombo. Okay? Pray for that. Pakistan, of course, Pastor Dan and the whole team, the whole family, and on their way there. And then lastly is Tibet. Our team just landed 2 weeks ago in one of the most restricted nations in the world, where a police officer is assigned to every three Tibetans. They are monitoring every people that they have, every person that they have. So it's going to be a bit exciting for Tibet. Okay, so some of you will go there, okay, through 10 days mission. Paul's missionary reason for writing Romans was to teach the church in Rome to great truths of the gospel, but his secondary was for it to serve as a missionary support letter. We need, you know, go planting churches. His missionary journey is financed by some people or some churches. It is not cheap to go into the nations, to spread the gospel. And that's why we have even all our Victory people to take part, you know, in giving. Because there's still a lot of nations out there that need to be explored. And we will start, you know, in this and complete this 2020 vision. So whatever role we have, giving, praying, and even going, all of those are very important. And we want to give everybody an opportunity to participate. I don't want to be left behind. When I came in 86, I already know that this church is not just a local church. We will impact the nations of the world. And I said, Lord, I want to give, I want to pray, and I want to go. And, you know, I want all of it. I don't want to be left behind. And so, praise God, you know, by the grace of God, we're able to accomplish it. And until now, you know, we will not stop. You know, this whatever we have is unstoppably viral. Amen? Last verse, Romans 15:20, Paul said, it has been my ambition, it has always been my ambition, to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. Rather, as it is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. Christianity is unstoppably viral.